Wake up! It's time for Mornings with Gail on 1310 KFKA.
Celebrating Weld County's official fossil this morning, Pops, the Triceratops. Who knew? 607 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's voice, Mornings with Gail, via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. All right, working from a piece from the Weld County Commissioners. Thank you, Jennifer Finch, for passing this along. If you've been to the Weld County Centennial Building, at least from 1986 to 2011, or the Weld County Administration Building from 2011 to date, you've likely seen them. Pops, the Triceratops, Weld County's official fossil. Now, Pops was discovered near Briggsdale in 1982, donated to the county by landowner Roland Sonny Mapelli in 1986. Now, this is the first complete Triceratops skull found in the state. It's taken a field trip to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science for the next 9 to 12 months for study and repair. Now, the fossil was transported to the museum Friday, October 16th. Weld County Commission Chairman Mike Freeman said, "This is really exciting for the residents of the county. Many people aren't even aware that this piece of history was discovered right here in Weld County. And now, with the help of the museum," referring to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, "we'll be able to learn more about this impressive fossil." The county apparently was contacted by the Denver Museum of Nature Science's curator of dinosaurs, Dr. Joe Sertich, in 2018. Dr. Sertich expressed the desire to study the fossil and offered to have his staff clean and repair it in return. Now, because the fossil was donated to Weld County with the stipulation it would be on display in a county building for all of us to enjoy, the county, the museum, and state worked together to make sure this project would allow for both the study of the fossil and the return of the fossil to the county. Commissioner Freeman said, "The museum's been great to work with, and the community is starting to get excited about the project and the update." So you can follow along with Pops the Triceratops, the project, on discoverweld.com, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All you have to do is search for at Pops the Triceratops, as stories and content about the fossil and Weld County's ancient history will be shared during the time, well, let's just say Pops is on hiatus. County is also reaching out to various community partners, such as the Pooter Learning Center, the High Plains, and Clearview Library Districts, and Weld County School Districts, to share news and develop events related to this project to as many of us as possible. So Pops, the Triceratops, on vacation, I suppose you could say, getting a little love at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science for the next 9 to 12 months, as Pops will be studied and repaired, and I'm sure we'll all welcome Pops back with open arms. 610 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com, Northern Colorado's voice. All right, got a lot to get to. Of course, we're looking forward, or some of us are. Maybe it's kind of the equivalent of drinking vinegar. I don't know. You tell me. 970-353-1310, 877-353-1310. Drop me a text on our 1310 KFKA text line at 31996. It's the final presidential debate, the knockdown in Nashville. Now, will it be more civil? Will both... You know, and I love reading all the stories that are coming out of the mainstream media because, well, it's the equivalent of orange man bad, and that everything that transpired or did not, I suppose, would be the more specific way of putting it, at the last debate in which both were behaving badly. It wasn't just President Trump. Yeah, he did interrupt Joe Biden quite a lot. But Joe Biden also had his share of, let's just say, nasty moments with all of the name calling, with him telling the president of the United States repeatedly to shut up, man. I mean, whatever happened to some modicum of civility and respect, particularly in a debate format? And I get it. Everybody was frustrated. But the bottom line is, are you watching the last, the final presidential debate of the 2020 campaign season tonight? And do you expect any different result? Now, remember, there's this magic power button that is either, I don't know, under the control of the moderator. Because again, the stories, well, they tend to vary as to who is in charge of the power button. Will it actually be the moderator, Kristen Welker? Or will it be someone buried in the bowels of the Warrens that are backstage? And will that individual have control over the button? This in an effort in so that we get something out of this debate, because I have to admit that last debate was really tough to watch, wasn't it? I mean, within the first half hour of the yelling and the screaming and the name calling and the interruptions and the crosstalk, I'm fond of referring to it as a dumpster fire masquerading as a train wreck. I had my head buried in my hands with a pounding headache, thinking, I've got another hour to go. So will this mute button, first of all, is it appropriate? Second of all, will it serve its intended purpose by giving both candidates 2 minutes of uninterrupted time in order to make their case? And then 9 minutes of a free-for-all. Do you expect to see any changes in both candidates' demeanor? Will they let each other finish a sentence? Or will it just morph back into another version of a WWE SmackDown? You knocked my block off. Yes, I know I'm mixing metaphors there, but you know exactly what I'm saying. Are you going to watch the debate? Will it have any impact whatsoever on your vote? 970-353-1310, 877-353-1310. Drop me a text on our 1310 KFKA text line at 31996. Of course, I will take one for you, my Mornings with Gail team, and I will be absolutely glued to the festivities such as they are. And just for fun, as we do, now we don't condone irresponsible drinking, but what's a presidential debate without a drinking game? Responsibly, of course. We will have the Washingtonians 2020 presidential debate drinking game. All the rules, all the requirements, and, well, when you might want to take a sip from that lovely adult beverage. Final round coming up in just a few. 6:15 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. This time check sponsored by the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse, where, well, we're in the waning days of an amazing production of Camelot taking center stage at the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse through October 25th. Candlelight Dinner Playhouse, Broadway in your backyard. Visit ColoradoCandlelight.com for more information.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Catch Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance, Tuesday nights, Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's smoke filling the skies last night. This as that east troublesome fire burning in Grand County burned aggressively overnight and into this morning. The sheriff of Grand County just issued a Facebook video update, which we will get to at 6:35 this morning, along with an update on all of the fires that are burning throughout Colorado. This as a Grand Lake has been evacuated. Rocky Mountain National Park is partly closed after that fire erupted. We'll also get you an update on the Cameron Peak Fire, what we know as of this time this morning, and on that Colwood Fire, Left Hand Canyon Fire, and the ice fires as well. 6:23 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com, Northern Colorado's Voice. Mornings with Gail, live and local via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. All right, so some of us looking forward to a night tonight's festivities with the final presidential debate. Of course, Joe Biden and President Donald Trump squaring off in person. Now, this is going to be kind of interesting. And because so many of you responded so well to our conversation with Estes Park-based author Marianne Kurinch, body language expert, well, she beat me to the punch yesterday by reaching out and saying, well, I suppose I have some homework to do on Thursday night. And I said, yes, indeed you do. So Marianne Kurinch will be watching the debate tonight and will join us tomorrow to give her impressions of what she sees as far as the body language between the two in tonight's debate. Because, boy, it's going to be a whopper of a debate. What are your expectations? Do you expect to learn anything? Will it change your vote? Will the moderator actually just moderate instead of becoming a third member of the debate? 970-353-1310, 877-353-1310. Drop me a text on our 1310 KFKA text line at 31996. And will the president, because, you know, there's six topics, foreign policy, not among them, but will President Trump figure out a way to introduce foreign policy and, well, that oh-so-suspect Hunter Biden laptop? If I were betting on this, I would say absolutely he will. But what would a presidential debate be without a presidential debate drinking game? Of course, once again, standard disclaimer applies, not advocating irresponsibility in any way, shape, or form. If you're going to enjoy a lovely adult beverage, if only to get through the debate, well, please do it responsibly. But this from the Washingtonian, piece by Jane Recker, because there isn't enough going on in the universe right now. Final presidential debate taking place tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard, ostensibly 7 p.m. Mountain Time in Nashville, Tennessee, moderated by NBC's Kristen Welker. Yay! The debate commission has made changes designed to, well, make this week's debate so much more civil, tonight's debate, I should say, such as muting the candidates' mics when their opponent is giving their opening statement on a new topic. Well, all the author of this piece can say is that once they installed a very expensive and elaborate electronic fence system to keep their dog in the yard, well, he just summarily ran through it whenever compelled to do so. Are we going to see the same thing tonight? Whatever the case, we're going to have to power through this one. So here are the suggestions for tonight's final round in the presidential debate drinking game. Take a sip whenever Trump interrupts Biden. Brings up the New York Post Hunter Biden story. You know that that's going to happen. Drink when Biden starts a sentence with, look, or come on, man, or tells President Trump to shut up. take another sip when he brings up Trump's tax returns, uses systemic racism, police reform, or Black Lives Matter as buzzwords, hems and haws on what his climate change plan is exactly, which goes to what his plan when it comes to taxation actually is. And when he calls Trump one of his infamous Joe Biden insults, for example, a clown or a joker, or that the president is full of malarkey. Now, you can drink when either, says United States of America, fails to answer the question posed to them, or changes direction midstream, mid-sentence, as the case may be. Well, they're politicians. That's exactly what they do. You might also want to take a lovely little drink when either candidate is on such a wild tangent that you've forgotten what topic they're supposed to be talking about. Or if Kristen Welker fails to keep a candidate within his time frame. Finally, there's also a bingo card. You can go to the Washingtonian .com to find this. It's the final presidential debate bingo. The squares include direct insult, refusal to answer a question, Amy Coney Barrett. Oh, yeah, the Democrats are going to boycott Amy Coney Barrett, that committee vote that is scheduled for today. It's Senate Democrats will indeed boycott the Judiciary Committee meeting today, where the lawmakers are scheduled to vote on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. Shades of the inauguration. Meanwhile, back to bingo. Clown has a space on bingo. Trump debates the moderator, shut up, on there as well. Either interrupts despite the muted mic. Well, you can find this online. I find it very, very amusing. All right, 6:30 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com. We're going to get you an update on those fires burning throughout northern Colorado. The very latest information we have on the Cowwood, the Left-Hand Canyon, Cameron Peak, the Ice Fire. This as Grand Lake was evacuated and Rocky Mountain National Park partly closed as that East Troublesome Fire absolutely exploded yesterday afternoon into last night. 6:30 now, 1310 KFKA.
No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state, and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
Billowing smoke again blanketing the skies last night into the early morning hours. This as the East Troublesome Fire absolutely exploded yesterday. 6:38 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310 KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. All right, working for a piece out of 9 News this morning. Based on a Thursday morning Facebook video by the sheriff of Grand County. This as the town of Grand Lake was evacuated as the East Troublesome Fire blew up Wednesday night. Burned aggressively overnight and into the early morning hours. This Facebook video just posted about 50 minutes or so ago. We never expected, said Grand County Sheriff Brett Schroten, we never expected 6,000 acres per hour to come upon our community. Daylight is going to tell us a lot. Again, this via an early morning Facebook video. In the video, he thanked responders for their incredible work, as we all do. He also shared some encouraging words about the community, saying that the community really came together today. Our community is grand. We are without a doubt, and we're going to get through this together. Residents in Grand Lake were told to evacuate late Wednesday night as the East Troublesome fire continued to move quickly east and toward the town of Grand Lake. These areas are also currently under mandatory evacuation orders. In this area, all areas west of Highway 34, all areas north of Milepost 2 on Highway 34 to Rocky Mountain National Park. Rocky Mountain National Park, by the way, partly closed after this East Troublesome fire blew up yesterday. We'll get into that in just a few. Both sides of Highway 125 from Milepost 5 to the Grand Jackson Line, Sheriff Creek and Kinney Creek areas. Now, as this information is coming in fast and furious this morning, west side of Rocky Mountain National Park also closed due to significant fire activity. East Troublesome fire grew to an estimated 24,700 plus acres Wednesday afternoon alone as firefighters and officials look to the incoming snowstorm expected on Sunday for more relief. Officials say they will not have an updated acreage to include Wednesday night's significant growth until they are able to fly the area this morning. Only 10% containment. Residents around the fire's location reported a lot of smoke and fire. Officials said that they will see more in the coming days as they work diligently in efforts to contain the fire. An evacuation center was set up at the inn at Silver Creek in Granby. Let's see what else we have here. Both U.S. 34 between Meadow Road and Golf Course Road and U.S. 40 between Nevada Street and U.S. 34 are indeed closed in the area due to fire activity. The Colorado Department of Emergency Management announced on Saturday that a fire management assistant grant has been approved, allowing the Federal Office of Emergency Management to provide funding. The East Troublesome fire burning on Arapahoe National Forest lands near Grimes Peak, fueled by grasses, sage, and lodgepole pine trees. That's north-northwest of Hot Sulphur Springs and northeast of Kremling. Cause of the East Troublesome fire is still being investigated. On Friday, the U.S. Forest Service, we talked about this yesterday, announced new closures to public lands, citing extreme fire behavior. The closure area includes the southern troublesome area west of Highway 125 north to Willow Creek Pass. Also included are public lands in the area east of Highway 125, U.S. 40 Junction to U.S. 34 and north to Grand Lake. Now, the East Troublesome fire is the third wildfire reported in Grand County within the last couple of months. The Deep Creek fire, which is now 100% contained, started October 7th and burned 88 acres. As we continue that fire coverage, fire crews increased containment on that Cowwood fire on Wednesday, which is now burning 9,978 acres, more than 15 square miles in Boulder County. Fire is 24% contained as of day's end yesterday, up from 21% Wednesday morning, fire officials said in an evening update, according to yet another piece out of 9 News. Now, that left-hand canyon fire on Wednesday evening was 460 acres, less than 1 square mile, with containment jumping from 4% to 43%, this according to InsaWeb. On Wednesday evening, Mike Wagner, division chief with the sheriff's office, said between both fires, just under 2,000 residences have been evacuated, impacting about 3,500 people. No new or additional homes have been reported lost in either of those fires. The Cowwood fire had earlier destroyed or damaged 26 homes. On Wednesday, fire crews had planned to work on the southeastern side of the Cowwood fire as the flames backed down the hill towards Spruce Gulch. Resources also devoted to protecting structures in the Ballarat area on the southwestern side of the fire, as well as making sure the fire stayed south of Colorado 7. Winds lighter in the morning, but will increase in the afternoon with gusts up to 30 miles per hour along ridgetops. Red flag warning is in effect for both fires from yesterday until 8 a.m. this morning. Expect that red flag warning to be extended throughout the day today. Cameron Peak Fire in Larimer County grew slightly on Wednesday, now burning 206,667 acres, nearly 323 square miles, with 55% containment. This according to a statement made by officials in a Wednesday evening update. Fire crews expected another difficult day yesterday. High winds up to 50 miles per hour during the day. Gusts in the evening up to 60 miles per hour. The winds combined, of course, with that low relative humidity are expected to produce ripe fire conditions that could send a good deal of smoke into the air. Red flag warning, once again, in effect from noon until 8 a.m. this morning. And as I mentioned earlier, expect that red flag warning to be extended throughout the day. Resources that were temporarily reassigned to fight the Cowwood and Left Hand Canyon fires in Boulder County have indeed returned to assist crews on the southern edge of the Cameron Peak Fire. 646 now, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. Many of you wondering what you can do in order to help those that have been so impacted, so affected by these fires that are wreaking such havoc and destruction throughout the state. Piece by Trevor Reed out of the Greeley Trib as the Cameron Peak Fire continues to burn in Larimer County. Well, a growing number of all of us are looking for ways to help. Larimer County officials shared information about how to do just that. Again, there are nearly 1,600 people working that fire, according to InsaWeb. Larimer officials listed the following donation efforts as helping with fire recovery efforts. Cameron Peak Fire Response Fund through United Way of Larimer County. All donations are tax deductible and will be distributed to people who have been so impacted by the fire. The ranch, 5280 Arena Circle in Loveland, is accepting donations of grass hay, but no other supplies at this time. To donate, you can call Maggie at 970-619-4009. The American Red Cross of Northern Colorado is spending thousands of dollars daily to shelter Larimer residents safely. To donate, just go to redcross.org. Larimer County Humane Society has sheltered hundreds of pets throughout the course of the fire. You can find them online. The Larimer County Voluntary Organizations Active in Disasters, well, they're vital to disaster response for the county, and a donation to any partnering agencies contributes to disaster response and recovery in Northern Colorado. You can learn more at Larimer, V as in Victor, O, A, D as in dog. That's Larimer, VOAD.org/partners. Elevations Credit Union set up its own wildfire relief fund and has committed to match up to $100,000 in donations. Responding agencies currently not accepting physical donations in food, including food and clothing. Larimer officials wrote, "We ask that residents do not support drives for any physical items at this time. We appreciate the good intentions, but unsolicited donations create additional logistical support which is not readily available. Volunteers needed to care for large animals evacuated to the ranch to help. You can call Carol 970-619-4019. All volunteers must be 18 years of age or older. So a variety of ways if you are so moved and so inclined to help all of those affected by the Cameron Peak Fire. 649 now, 1310 KFKA.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Tune in to the Hull Show at noon and NOCO Now at 4. Back to Mornings with Gail on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, one great thing about tonight's final presidential debate from Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, it's the last one. But it begs the question, let's see, 44 million of us across the nation have already voted. So is it too late? Is tonight's presidential debate way too late to shake up the race? Will it make any difference whatsoever? You know, particularly for the turnips, no offense intended, the turnips who are undecided. Now, how anyone is undecided in this presidential race, and if you're one of them, I'm sorry if I insulted you, not my intent, but I just for the life of me can't understand how anyone could be undecided in terms of how they're voting their presidential ticket. We are looking at a distinct difference between Basement Joe, Dugout Joe. Again, no offense intended. But what is Joe Biden's strategy at this point in time? Stay under the radar as much as possible before Election Day. Minimize any potential gaffes and just keep it on the DL. I mean, he's put the lid on any appearances over the past several days, ostensibly because, well, he was doing debate prep. Okay, fine. But have you ever seen a presidential candidate in any election? I mean, to your memory, this as we're what? 15, 14, 13. What are we, 12 days out from the election? 12 days out? Have you ever seen a presidential candidate just zip it in such a critical time before the election? But that indeed seems to be Joe Biden's so-called put a lid on its strategy, as he was nowhere to be found. Meanwhile, as President Trump is just, boy, he's like the Energizer Bunny, crisscrossing the country, doing rallies and town halls. But it does beg the question, will tonight's debate make any difference whatsoever? And what will you be watching for if you're going to watch it at all? 970-353-1310, 877-353-1310. Drop me a text on our 1310 KFKA text line at 31996. 656 now, 1310 KFKA.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
6:59 on your Thursday morning, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. Northern Colorado's Voice, Mornings with Gail, live and local, coming to you from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. All right, stay with us. We're going to have a great conversation this morning with Dr. Leah Bornstein, president of Ames Community College, and Dr. Andy Feinstein, president of the University of Northern Colorado, talking about a great program, creating more affordable and accessible pathways to higher education, known as Ames to UNC. They'll join us this morning at 7:05. 1310 KFKA Greeley, it's 7 o'clock.
NOCO Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.